Visual detection of the common bedbug is difficult because they hide in cracks and crevices during the day where they remain unseen. Now, the variety of harborages that bedbugs can occur in also makes visual detection challenging. Now, these two pictures represent some harborages that could easily be overlooked during a visual inspection. Now, detector dogs have been utilized in a variety of different ways. Military and police use detector dogs for search and rescue, to locate narcotics, and to locate explosives. In the field of entomology, detector dogs have been trained to locate gypsy moths, screwworm larvae, and termites. Now, using canines for bedbug detection has many advantages. Detection is by odor rather than vision, so the dog and the handler can inspect areas that are not readily accessible to visual inspection. This can allow them to detect hidden infestations. So our objectives today were to determine whether or not dogs could be trained to locate the scent of Cimex lectularius with a method that gives food as positive reward. We also wanted to determine whether dogs could differentiate bed bugs from other general household pests, as well as an active bed bug infestation from an inactive bed bug infestation. Finally, we wanted to determine if the dogs could locate bed bugs in a more realistic situation. Scent vials consisted of a plastic vial with a piece of folded filter paper placed inside. A hole was cut into the lid in order to allow the dogs access to the scent. A piece of organdy fabric was placed in between the mouth of the vial and the lid in order to prevent the live insects from escaping the vials. Scent detection stations consisted of a piece of plastic board at the base. A polyvinyl chloride tube was secured into the plastic board. A PVC cap was then placed on the tube, and a hole was drilled in the PVC cap in order to allow the dogs access to the scent, because the scent vials were then placed inside the PVC tube. The data recorded were positive indications and false positive indications. Now, a positive indication occurred when the dog displayed a digging response when bed bugs were present, after which the dog was rewarded. A false positive indication occurred when the dog displayed a digging response when bed bugs were not present, after which the dog was not rewarded. So appropriate percentages were calculated and arc sine square root transformed before analysis. Analysis of variance was performed and means were separated with student Newman Cools. For the general household pest experiment, 5 scent detection stations were used. In 4 of the stations, scent vials containing 5 live insects of either Florida carpenter ants, German cockroaches, eastern subterranean termites, or bed bugs were placed in the scent detection stations. In the final station, a blank control vial was placed. The contents of each station was written on the PVC cap in UV pen so that the handler would not know where the bed bugs were located. The stations were then placed in a straight line about 1 meter apart, and the handler would then walk the dog down the line, allowing the dog to smell each station. 4 dogs were used in this experiment with 20 replicates per dog, and the order of the stations was randomized in between each replicate. This is just a very short video clip to give you a visual of how these experiments were run. You can see the stations are in a straight line, and the handler is walking the dog down the stations. She's giving the digging response, and because she's correct, she's being rewarded with food. And this is the same thing. She's smelling each station, giving the digging response, and because she's correct, she's rewarded with food. So results of the general household pest experiment show that dogs had a 97.5% positive indication rate on bed bugs. They had no false positives on any of the other insects or the blank control vial. So dogs trained to locate bed bugs had a 97.5% positive indication rate, which is similar to previous studies using detector dogs in entomology. Also, they can differentiate bed bugs from other general household pests because they did not falsely indicate on any of the other insects that we used in our experiment. Now, this is important because bed bugs can be found in the same areas as these other insects, and we don't want the dog to indicate that bed bugs are present if it's actually another insect such as termites, because the treatment for bed bugs is completely different than the treatment for termites. For the bed bug materials experiment, 6 scent detection stations were used. In 4 of the stations, scent vials containing 5 of either dead bed bugs, live bed bugs, viable bed bug eggs, or cast skins were placed in the vials. A fifth station contained a scent vial that had bedbug feces on a piece of filter paper. And finally, in the sixth station was a blank control vial. Now, this experiment was run in the same way as the general household pest experiment, except that dogs were also rewarded for indicating on viable bedbug eggs. We used three dogs in this experiment with 20 replicates per dog, and the order of the stations was randomized in between each replicate. The results of the bedbug materials experiment show that dogs had a 100% positive indication rate on live bedbugs. They had a 90% positive indication rate on viable bedbug eggs. They had about a 3% false positive rate on bedbug feces, but it was not significant. They did not indicate at all on the dead bedbugs, the cast skins, or the blank control vial. Now, it's important that bedbug detecting canines only indicate on live bedbugs and viable bedbug eggs because these are the only true signs of an active infestation. Dead bedbugs, cast skins, and fecal stains could be remnants of a previous infestation that has been properly treated. Now, because these dogs only indicate on live bedbugs and viable bedbug eggs, they could also be used after treatments to verify that all bedbugs have been eliminated in an infestation. For the hotel field experiment, we used six scent vials. In three of the vials, we placed only adult males at densities of 1, 5, and 10. In the second set of three vials, we placed only adult females at densities of 1, 5, and 10. Now, we had two hotel rooms for this experiment. In the first hotel room, we hid only the vials containing females. And in the second hotel room, we hid only the vials containing males. They were randomly hidden in 17 possible locations. For this experiment, we used three dogs with six replicates per dog, and the location of the scent vials was randomized in between each replicate. Now, this picture represents the setup of the furniture in the hotel rooms. Now, the numbers indicate the 17 possible locations where the scent vials could be hidden. And these arrows represent the route that was taken by the handler and the dog each time that they searched a room. Results show that dogs were 100% accurate in locating all of the vials containing males. They were also 100% accurate in locating the vial containing 10 females and the vial containing 1 female. They were about 90% accurate in the vial containing 5 females. So the cryptic nature of bedbugs makes it especially difficult to locate early small infestations. Now, early control of bedbug infestations is more likely to succeed, and these infestations are less likely to spread and cheaper to control. However, pest management professionals will not treat unless they can visually locate their insect that they're treating for. Therefore, inspections are extremely necessary, but they can be time consuming. Now, this picture here represents what could be a small early infestation. There's about 5 bedbugs there and 10 bedbug eggs. Now, if a person was visually inspecting for this infestation, it could easily go unnoticed. It's the size of a screw. Now, a dog would be able to locate this infestation because they can find as few as 1 bedbug and 5 viable bedbug eggs. So in conclusion, dogs can be trained to detect the scent of Simex flatularius with a method that gives food as a positive reward. They can differentiate bedbugs from other general household pests because they do not indicate on any other insect. They can locate as few as 5 bedbug eggs and 1 adult bedbug. Dogs can differentiate an active infestation from an inactive infestation because they only detect viable bedbug eggs and live bedbugs, and they do not indicate on dead bedbugs, cast skins, or feces. And dogs can locate live bedbugs in a more realistic situation. And I'd just like to say that the results of these experiments have become the foundation of the bedbug scent detection training guidelines used by the National Entomology Scent Detection Canine Association, otherwise known as NESDECA. Thank you. Yes. She asked how long it takes for a dog to inspect the room. It varied with the dogs that we used. It was anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes. Yes?
Did all the dogs exhibit the same ability to find bedbugs, or were some dogs better than others, and was that significant?
It was not significant when we tested it, when we ran the statistics on it. He asked if it was significant between dogs and if one dog was better than other dogs at finding the bed bugs. They pretty much use the same type of dog as well. Most of the dogs that we used in these experiments were beagles or some kind of beagle mix. So that probably had something to do with it as well. Yes?
We've had experiments where dogs are single, but they have not been fed bugs and have outfitted the handlers. How do we handle that situation?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
We've had dogs that have been dishonest and not handled their handlers and actually single for bed bugs in apartment complexes where there haven't been any. How do you handle that? They're singling for carpet beetles instead.
She was saying that sometimes the dogs outhandle the handlers, and they lie, and they say that bed bugs are present when they're not. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about these dogs is that they're very fickle. They can read the handler like an open book, and they want food. So if you are not an experienced handler, then they'll know that, and they can read that, and they're just going to sit there and indicate because they think, hey, she's going to give me food no matter what. So you have to... That's why with bed bug scent detection, it's a team effort. The handler has to be able to read his or her dog and know if that dog is just messing with them or if there really are bed bugs there. Yes? That's a very good question. She asked if they could detect a bed bug that's possibly located on the ceiling. These dogs are trained to locate the highest concentration of scent. So they may know that that bed bug is in the room, located on the ceiling, but they obviously can't climb the wall and scratch where that bed bug's located. But they will probably indicate that there is a bed bug in that room, and that just makes the point that you shouldn't completely depend on these dogs, that even if these dogs indicate, you should visually locate your pets before treatment.
Regret we've run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.